Right, as Jake said yesterday, that, right, I mean, I think it's about myself, that really anybody else could be up here and doing it. We're just kind of learning out loud with you guys. Right, we learn, we're taking it from the top of Beis and Mabeis. The Gemara is discussing, whether or not Hezek or Yishma Hezek or not. So we take it from the second line of the Gemara on Beis and Mabeis. Right, the Gemara is discussing, right, the Gemara says, Taima deratu. The reason why we have a Chi of Kos on our Mishnah is because both partners agree to do so. Halo ratu e mechayev nosel. But if one partner says that they don't want to build a kosel, we're not going to mechayev him to do so. Alma hezergi lashme hezek. Therefore, since we're not going to mechayev him, we see that hezergi is lashme hezek. And Rashi right here in the Dibra Masil Taima deratu gives us the first indication of what this claim of Hezekiah is. Right, we've been talking about Hezekiah all year long, but we haven't really seen it in words. What is this claim really all about? So you look at the end of the Rashi, right? Since we're talking about a case of Hezekiah Lashmei Hezek, Rashi says that this person can't say Eini Chafetz Yisera Asakai, that you can't look at me while I'm doing my activities. You can't watch me in my own property. And Achronim deal with how to exactly understand this claim of Eini Chafetz Yisera Asakai. One way to understand Eini Chafetz Yisera Asakai is that the very fact that you're able to look into my property and watch me do my activities, that fact that you're looking at me is going to make me feel uncomfortable. I'm going to carry out my activities, I'm going to do my thing, but I'm going to do it with a feeling of feeling uncomfortable, feeling awkward that you're looking at me. That's one way to understand Eini Chafetz Yisera Asakai, and we said it's actually more mashma in the words that way, as opposed to the other understanding of Eini Chafetz Yisera Asakai, is not that you're going to be doing your activities in an uncomfortable fashion, but that it's making you so uncomfortable to the point that you're not going to operate in your own chatra at all. It's what we said is called the Menias Tashmish. Right? According to the first way, we said that you're going to do your activities just in an uncomfortable way. The second way, you don't want anything to do with your chatzer because he's looking at you. We said it's Menias Tashmish. Another ha'ara we pointed out in this Rashi is that Rashi brings up a kasha on Gimel Bet Aleph, right? L'kam amparech kisharatzu ma'ayhavi l'hajibihu. Right? Rashi questions this concept of a ratzu, this verbal agreement that partners come together and they agree to divide, right? But we've noticed how, if you look at Gimel Bet Aleph, Tosfos said on the top that this kasha of kiratzu ma'ayhavi l'hajibihu is only within the man d'amar, the mechitza means plukta. Because according to man d'amar, mechitza means guda. Tosfos says that this question in the Hajibu was seemingly a question that Ratzu is just like a Kenyan Dvarim, it doesn't have real mamashas to it. That's only a kasha within the Mandam Rechita means Plukta. Because according to the Mandam Rechita means Guda, Toso said, it's not really our Indian right now, but Toso said that you could be Meshabit, you're Nechatsim, it's not a problem of Kenyan Dvarim. So I think Chaykin pointed out that the kasha over there in Gimel Aleph we said is going according to Mandam Rechita means Plukta. Rashi here is in the Mandam Rechita means Guda. So why is he asking the kasha, which we said is only within the Manda Merchitza means Plukta, within the Manda Amar, Merchitza means Guda. So I think the Rashba explained that it's not such a lamnish machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. Rashi and Tosos are just reading the Gemara a little bit differently. Right? Rashi, when the Gemara asks on Gimel Amad Aleph, right, the Chiratu Mayhavi Nahajibu, it doesn't have any prior understanding of this idea of Kenyan Dvarim. It's just asking about the concept of Ratsu. What's so binding about this verbal agreement? Can't they just renege on it? And we said that, yeah, that could be asked in general. Bein Lamandar Mechita means Guda, Bein Lamandar Mechita means Plukta. Now, why is Ratsu so binding you to do anything? Those are just two aras that we pointed out in the Rashi. So we're going to read the Gemara a little bit. Right, we said the ema my mechitza plukta. Maybe mechitza just means plukta. Maybe just means a simple division. Kedichsev, as the pasuk says, v'ti mechta sa'eda. The cave of the ratzu, right? Pasuk just says that simply divide the assembly, and since they agree to divide, we bonus hakosa bal karcho. We force them to build the kosa in the middle. Al mehezek riyish mehezek. The Gemara asks on that, right? Ihachi, if you're telling me that the word mechitza means plukta, hai shiratu lasas mechitza, that which we said that partners agree to make a division is not such proper lashon, shiratu lachas mibayile. It should have used the word mechitza more as a verb, that they come to agree to divide. We don't say come make a division, right? So elamai, we must go back and say the word mechitza means guda. Now, we'll more kasha on that, and we're going to be omit on this for a little bit. The Gemara asks, if you're telling me that the word mechitza means guda, bonus a kosel, bonus osami bayile. If you're telling me that the word mechitza means guda, means kosel, why repeat the word kosel again later in that sentence? Shutin shiratu lasas mechitza, partners come together to make a wall, build the wall in the middle. Like, it works, but it's not you don't need to say the word kosel again. So we say, the Gemara answers, it would have made more sense to say that shutin shiratu lasas mechitza, but an osa, build it in the middle. So the Gemara answers that no. Itan osa, if we said the word osa in the Mishnah, have a meaning of mesipas ba'alma. We would have thought the word mechitza is referring to mesipas, as Rashi says, just these pegs in the ground. Kamash malan, we say the word kosel again to tell you no, they're referring to a kosel of avanim. So if you look at the Rashi, Havamina Mesivas Ba'alma, we pointed out that Rashi says, Havamina Mesivas Ba'alma, Mari Masnisin Di'u Nam Mechitza Ikru. The word Mechitza could also be referring to Mesipas, the Ratzu de Katani Achaluka Kai. And the Ratzu would be going on the Chaluka. Ukishayim Badin Chaluka, Kamash Milan Kosel. So stop there for a second because. Right, what's strange is that right now, as we said, Rashi's within, right now within the Mandamar, the Mechitza means Guda. So why is Rashi telling us that the Ratz is going on the Chalukah? Up until now, we've said that the Mandamar that says Mechitza means Guda holds Hezek Riyos Lav Shmei Hezek, and we use that to be a case of a Chacha Sheyeshpo Din Chalukah. So what does it mean that the Ratz is going on the Chalukah? You don't need a Ratzu to be Mechalik, right? Yeshpo Din Chalukah, you could have a Chalukah without a Ratzu. And if anything, right, we said that according to Lishna Basra, that's when you said the Ratz is going on the Chalukah. And you read the Mishnah as saying that we're dealing with a Chatzah she'ein bo din Chalukah. Partners agree to divide. Once they agree to divide, it has to be on the Kosel. So how could Rashi be speaking within the Ma'an Damar, Hezek Riyah, Lav Shmei Hezek, and still say that the Ratz is going on the Chalukah? So we use the Maram to come in and answer for Rashi, that what Rashi is saying is not the Ratz is going on the Chalukah, period, then we say bonus HaKosel against their will. That's not what we're saying. It's Ratzu, we're dealing with Chatzar, She'im Bodin Chalukah. The partners come together and Ratzu Lachlok, but with a Masipas. So the case of Hezek, Riyah, Lashme Hezek, could be a case of a Chatzar, She'im Bodin Chalukah. Partners come and agree to divide, but with a Masipas, and that doesn't take care of Hezek, Riyah, so you can still say within the Ma'an Damar, Hezek, Riyah, Lashme Hezek, that the Ratzu could be going on the Chalukah. At any point, like I'm not clear, anyone has a question? As we said, we're just learning together. Right, fine. So let's go to this Tosos. We're going to come back to the... Right, let's go to this Tosos. Hakim Daratu, Bonus Akosa Bakarcha, right? This is within the Ma'an Amar, Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. So we say, right, Tosos says, L'kaman Mukila Kishe'im Badin Chaluka. Later on, we're going to establish the Mishnah to be a case of Eim Badin Chaluka. V'teim Alari, the Ri asks, that why do you need to... I'll just read it inside quickly. Damai Nakat Tana Demas Nisan Be'im Badin Chaluka V'katani Ratzu. Why do you feel the need to teach a case of Eim Badin Chaluka, then tell me that they come to divide, then once they Ratzu Lachluk, then we say Bonus Akosa Bakarcha. Teach me the halacha of Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek in a much simpler way. Lo listeni ratzu, lo ari b'sheyesh bo din chalukah. Don't teach me a case of ratzu, and say we're dealing with a case of a yesh bo din chalukah. Right? We're dealing with a chatzer, sheyesh bo din chalukah. Reuven comes up to Shimon, forces him to divide, and it has to be done with a kosel. You can learn out Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek from that case. So Tosas answers, v'teret to kamash malan, v'saka daitach, v'sheyem bo din chalukah. So Tosis is saying that why are we teaching this halacha of Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek in the case of a Chatzah She'im Bo Din Chalukah? Because there's an additional chiddush to teach about a Chatzah She'im Bo Din Chalukah. We might think that in a Chatzah She'im Bo Din Chalukah, Shimon might, when Reuven comes up to Shimon and asks him to divide, Shimon might have the right to say, fine, even though Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, I agree to divide, but on the condition it's not with a wall. That's the additional chiddush that why we want to teach Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek to tell you that Kamash Malan, no, he can't say that. Once he agrees to divide, has to go with the kosel. The question is, how does that answer our question? The obvious question is, if Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, then how could he have any right to agree to divide without a kosel? Right? When you agree to divide, has to go with the kosel, take care of Hezek Riyah. So, right, we said we use Rav Nachum to answer this question. And right up until now, we've understood our Mishnah in two ways. Our Mishnah has told us that the Chi of Kosel in our Mishnah is either a function of Harchakas Nezikin, or we said it's a function of Beishar, a communal benefit, like Rav Yisr Zalman. So Rav Nachum introduces a third way to understand the Chi of Kosel in our Mishnah. And he says that the Chi, he bases it off the Lashon of the Torah. The Lashon of the Torah like opens up, I forget which halacha, opens up Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, then goes into Shit and Shechalku. So the question is, what's the connection between Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek and Shit and Mechalik? So Rav Nachum says that the Chi of Kosel on our Mishnah is actually a function of the Chalukas HaShutnis. Meaning what? When partners come to divide, what that means is that each partner gets their 50% Chaluk of the Chatzar. And that means, what a proper Chalukas HaShutnis means, is that each one gets a good, integral, Hezek Riyah free Chatzar that you could do whatever you want with it without feeling concerned that somebody's looking into it. And if there's still Hezek Riyah, if that Chatzar is still subject to Hezek Riyah, you can't call that a proper Chalukas HaShutvus. A proper Chalukas HaShutvus is that each one has their own proper Chalek, Hezek Riyah free. So me and Danny are always talking about like how this really comes to answer our question, and we think Rabbi might have been mocked a little bit differently, but we think this is what it's saying. We looked at Rav Nachum, and it seems like this is the answer, and Rabbi was like kind of moda, like I think it's moda, that this is the answer, that maybe this idea of a Chi of Kosel being a function of chalukas hashutvus is only shayach in a chatzah sheyesh bo din chalukah. Why? Because in a chatzah sheyesh bo din chalukah, Reuven, he's the one forcing the chalukah, has the ability to go up to Shimon and force the chalukas hashutvus. And along with that, we said, is once you divide the chatzah, also chiyav kosel to make it a proper chalukas hashutvus. So Reuven's koach is in a yesh bo din chalukah, he goes up to Shimon and says, all right, I'm going to force you to be machalik, and it has to be done with the kosel. But maybe in a chatzah sheyesh bo din chalukah, Reuven, we know, doesn't have that same schus. Reuven can't force Shimon to buy the shutfis, so just as Reuven loses that koach to force Shimon to buy the shutfis, he also doesn't have the ability to force a wall on it. It goes away. And maybe when Shimon agrees in a chatzah sheyesh bo din chalukah to divide, he agrees to divide, and now it maybe works more on Shimon's terms. Shimon considered Reuven that in a sense, like, since you can't force me to divide the chalukah, you can't force me to divide the chatzah, you can't force me to divide the kosel. And Shimon could say, fine, I'll agree to divide, but maybe on the condition that it's not with a wall. We end up saying that then kamash malan, that no, chalukah sheshutfis is a that chiyuv kosel is a function of chalukah sheshutfis, and both chatzah sheyesh bo din chalukah and bo din chalukah. That, are good? Okay, fine. So let's read a little bit weiter in the Gemara, right? No, sorry, let's do one more Tosos, and I have a mean of Sipas Ba'alma, right? Right, so fine. So we said, right, so Perish V'ratzu de Katani Amasipas, V'afa Gadu B'lav Ratzu, Nami Osu Masipas Ba'al Karcham. K'demuchach B'samach de Kamar Ma'ala B'kosel Masipas. So what's Tosos saying? Tosos is asking that, why is the Chavim of the Gemara that without a Ratzu, right, we'd be saying, sorry, with a Ratzu, we're talking about a Mesipas Ba'amba. So it says, even without a Ratzu, we learned in the Gemara later on that the minimum shear for a Chalukah is a Mesipas. So what's the difference of the Ratzu without a Ratzu? They both have to be done with a Mesipas. So Tosa says that without a Ratzu, the Mesipas would be a Mesipas Garua, but then with a Ratzu, it would be a, more of a Chashim Mesipas made of Gvil and Gazis. Tosa says that Gvil, it's still called a Mesipas because the Gvil and Gazis still has holes in it or it's not the proper height. So but the answer is that without a Ratzu, it would be the minimum, what the Gemara meant was without Gvil and Gazis, but with a Ratzu, it's a Mesipas of Gvil and Gazis. Let's skip to the end of the Tosos. Tosos asks three kashas on Rashi, right? Some that we've seen already. At the first kasha we mentioned, he asked the question on Rashi, how could you tell me within the Ma'an D'Amar the Mechita means Guda? How could you tell me the Ratzu is going on the Chalukah? Right? So we answered that the Maram is saying that it's Ratzu Lachal for the Mesipas. We answered that question already. The second kasha we also mentioned, but we have to give a different answer. We say, V'od, Pechi Matzil Meimar, to have a Mesipas Ba'ama. Hashmino Mesifa, Tikatani, Ava Bisman Shinishnaim Rutzim, right? Afil Pachos Michan Yachloku, Vinyl Chola Pachos, the Mesipas. At the very least, it has to be done with the Mesipas. So that same idea, that even without a Ratzu, we know that the minimum shear has to be a Mesipas. So according to Rashi, right, how do we understand the Gemara? If without a Ratzu, the minimum shear is Mesipas, how could the Avamina be even with a Ratzu that we say that we build the Mikra Mechitza with a Mesipas? So the answer is that, I think the Rashba gave the answer, that Rashi, what Rashi would mean is that without a Ratzu, a Mesipas would have been built of these pegs that are about 10 Tfachim, just as we said, to be Nitfas Kaganav, to avoid physical trespassing. That's without a Ratzu. But with a Ratzu, Rashi would be saying, according to the Rashba, that the Mesipas would have to be with Gishmak Yesedos, that are four Amos, that would take care of Hezek Re'iyah. Fine. That's how the Rashba would answer the second kasha Tosfos has on Rashi. And third kasha, v'od hechi havi matzil meimar b'mesipas ba'alma. Right? How could you tell me that we're building, especially according to Rashi, these pegs? How could you make a mechitza out of pegs? Right? Habehedi katani masis b'gvil v'gazis. The Mishnah says that you have to build a mechitza made of gvil v'gazis. How could it be made out of these pegs? So we used, I think we answered that the Ran and the Ramban say you have to read the Mishnah litzdadin. But the way the Mishnah would read is that when partners agree to divide, they could agree to divide with the Mesipas, and that could be made out of the pegs and whatever. But if they agree to divide with the Kosel Levanim, then it has to be made with Gvil Vagazis. So you could say that it would be made with the case of pegs, but if they agree to a Kosel Levanim, that would have to be according to the Minhag Medina of Gvil Vagazis. Fine. So read a little bit right in the Gemara. The Gemara says, right, bonus ha-kosel be'emtza, right, when partners agree to divide, they have to build a kosel in the middle. The Gemara says, pshita, isn't that obvious? Partners coming together to divide a kosel, of course it has to be in the middle. So we say, lo tzricha, tekadim chad v'retzil l'chadre. The one person, Reuven goes up to Shimon and tries to impose a chalukah on him, we think that Shimon maybe say, ma'u detema, matzi amarle, we think that he could say, ki esrati lecha ba'avira. When I agree to you, I agree to divide up the airspace. But b'tashmishasa lo esrati lecha. Kamash malad, he has to give up a portion of his makum also, in effect his tashmish. Meaning, basically, what he's saying is that I agree to give up my airspace, but not to give up any portion of my chatzar, meaning the middle, to affect and limit my activities. And the way Rabbi Yonah explained it was that the taina is that I agree to split the cost of the kosel, but not to give up any makom, nothing at all. Fine. Rashi says a little bit differently. Tupshat ben Rashi. Ma'od tema amar le kishen esorseisi lecha b'mechitza mechitza dakan esorseisi. When I agree to divide with a mechitza, I agree to divide with a thin wall ulam ute ba'avira and to exclude my airspace. Kigon shal nesarim shi daka v'hezikri aimba. Right, these thin walls that'll at least take care of hezikriya, but no mention of makom. Not, I mean, we're saying the amount of makom that nesarim would take, but he's basically saying to only give up the airspace and not makom. Or let's say he agrees to give avanim kimshoch ove akosel bechel kecha. Right, if I'm going to agree to give rocks, at least let it be right the thickness. The majority of the thickness has to be in your chelek. Chus medaver muad, except for a little bit of amount that would be in mine. Of a lidnus kosel avanim av lemute nami tashmishasai lonis resesi. But to build a kosel avanim that's thick that would also limit my activities, that I didn't agree to. And we saw Akasha on this, that basically what Rashi is saying, Rashi, unlike Rabbeinu Yonah, is being molded to the fact that they have to give up some makom. Right? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu said we're just focusing on the cost of the wall, didn't mention anything about makom. Rashi, you see, even in the second answer of Rashi, that he's agreeing to give up a little bit of the makom, but not the amount of space that regular thick avon would require. So the Nachlas David asked on that, that how could Rashi have it both ways? How could you say that you give up thick avanim that usually, right, according to Nesarim, you said Nesarim, you give up these thin amount, you'd be using these thin boards, which takes up a thin amount of space. But if you agree to giving up thick avanim, you should give up the amount of space that thick avanim require. So how could you be mechalik and say that you would only want to give up thick avanim, but not the makum? That's Nachlas David's question. And again, we use Rav Nachum to answer this. And I'm also, I could probably say the words, but I'm not 100% sure if I fully understand it. But I think these are the words that we said, according to Rav Nachum, how to answer the question. Now, Rav Nachum says that when you're agreeing to, when a person agrees here, at first glance, he thinks it's like this implicit das, this agreement to say that, fine, I'll agree to divide. And what we think that means is that he's agreeing to divide to go according to Minhag Medina. Minhag Medina means you build with Havanim, you build with however that Makom takes up. That's what we think he's agreeing to. Right? It's like an implicit das. But Rav Nachum says that that's not exactly what's going on here. It's not that he just agrees to divide and then we say, okay, Mistama, it's going according to Minhag Medina, which means the rocks and the amount of space that requires. Well, what we're saying here is that the guy agrees to build a kosel. The guy agrees to build a kosel to take care of Hezekiah. At that moment, we say it triggers the chivu chachamim. The chachamim come in and mechayiv you to take care of Hezekiah based on what you agreed to. You agreed, you didn't agree to anything about makom. We thought at first, okay, he agrees, that goes makom and menha, makom and the avanim, we thought that goes together. But the chivu chachamim tells you that he's only agreeing to take care of Hezekiah, and that shouldn't be any, therefore the chivu chachamim doesn't make you give up any more than you agreed to. You agreed to strictly take care of Hezekiah. So therefore, you give up the avanim. Nothing to do with the makom, because he didn't agree to that. Right? Before that, we thought you couldn't be mechalik between the makom and the avanim, but since you have the chivu chachamim, we don't make you also give up the makom, because that's not what you agreed to. Fine. Okay, so, right?
Why did that make sense to you?
I mean, like, if everyone feels clear, I just think at the end of the day, like, I don't understand really why the chivu chachamim doesn't also require you to do makom. I don't really understand why that wouldn't be true.
I think like worse kind of chronologically, like he agrees to build the wall to stop Hezekiah, so to him that's nisarim, and the chivu chacham kicks in after he agrees to build the wall to say no, it's you have to build it. He thought that it was nisarim, so he thought like I don't have to pay half of nisarim. No, you have to build with the chacham after you agree to build the wall.
Right.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Right.
That's kind of my thought about it.
Yeah.
Also, when you're saying that you didn't give up any space, you still mean, aside for the small, thin walls that'll fix Hezekiah, right, that little bit of space you're still
including. Right, you're saying in Mechitza Daka, or in the first shot?
You're saying the Chayav Chacham should also mean...
I thought it would be also Malcolm also.
Or whatever, for you to come back into his own property. Yeah.
The way I understood was that, when the guy agreed to split, so the Chacham now may have give up, pay money for this, for a bun, for a nice bun. But he doesn't care about that degree so much. So he's not gonna go as far as to give up part of his property in order to stop Hezekiah. So he's agreeing to split, and he's agreeing to do the chilchon, which is to pay. But he's not so worried about his agreement that he's going to give up my own property. I'm just going to fulfill my faith as well.
But why is he agreeing to build a wall? Isn't the wall to show that it's because he's master for Hezekiah?
That's the Chibul Chacham. Is making you donate money to build a wall of money.
But the Chibul Chacham only comes about after after he wants to build the wall to take care of Hezekiah. Then we said that, I think what's first that he agrees to Hezekiah. Yeah. Then once he wants to build a wall for Hezekiah, then the Chibul Chachamim come in and say Dafka only these materials and not Makom. But I think like the way I'm understanding the way you're saying it is like I think you're saying it the other way. You're saying first the Chibul Chachamim and then it's the. I think first what happens is that he agrees to be Makom for Hezekiah. Then the Chibul Chachamim come in and say only build it with those materials. Okay, so. Right, let's read a little weiter. Where am I now? Okay, fine. Right, so we said, so let's look at Tosos very quickly. Bonus akosa be'emtza pshita, right? So, Lamanda Marguda, Tosos says, Parach kamo hanach pirchi de lakaman, kishinin asos guda, kachichne kamo ze, right? Upshita be'emtza, right? According to Lamanda Marguda, it makes sense that, right? This is kasha only according to the mandam that says guda because obviously you build a kosa in the middle. They agree to this one's makna this, he's makna that. It goes in the middle. It's only a kasha according to the mandam that says plukta. Aval mandam plukta itzrich. Right, we need to teach this case of emtza because saka daita chamina the mishum hezegriya yeshlo l'saya bebinyan akosel aval ein alivnos bechelka b'shvilkach. Right. So according to Ma'an Damar Plukta, right, we need to teach that it goes into Emtza. Because similarly, because we could have thought that since we're dealing with a case, he holds that Hezekiah Yishma Hezek, maybe all you need to do is support in the binyan, take care of Hezekiah, and that's all. Not give up any more Makom. And the question we asked on that is that, what's Tosas Svara for why he would only have to support the binyan of the Kosel, to take care of Hezekiah? So I think we use the Meiri as a mashal to explain that the Meiri in like Bava Metzia I think brings down a case of an Ani and Usher living together. We say that an Ani and Usher living together, let's say the Ani can't provide the funds to take care of the Mechitza. Do we say that the Usher, the rich guy, could kick the Ani out because he can't provide the proper funds to do the Mechitza? Does he have to go live in the streets now because he can't pay the proper amount? We say, no, we're not going to force him to leave because he can't pay the proper amount to build the Kosel. Therefore, what do you see from here? We use that to understand that the claim of Hezekiah only has, we say Hezekiah Shema Hezek, but it only goes so far. It has a limitation. There are certain limits to it. Just like in that case, the Usher can't kick the Ani out. Maybe Tosas Svara, in our case also, according to Mandam Mechitza means Plukta, right? We're going to force him to contribute to half the cost of the Kosel, but not to also give up Makom. Maybe that claim of Hezekiah doesn't go so far to also force him to give up Makom as well. Fine. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, right, that, so fine. The Hezekiah, Lashme Hezek, is Hezekiah really not Hezek? Right? Tashma v'chem begina. Right, well, this is basically saying, also in the Gina, we're also Makbet for Hezekiah as Rabbi Chatzar, so Hezekiah should be Shmei Hezek. So according to Tosos says that you need to put into the Gemara the Maskana and Daf Dalet that a Stam Gina is a Makom Shenagu Sheligdor, right? That Merchayv Noso. So we explain why does Tosos feel the need to say that the Gemara is saying at this point? Because I think we brought in the Maram and the Rashba, don't remember exactly who said what, but basically that you need to say the Gemara Daf Dalet that a Gina is Kemakom Shenagu Ligdor. Because otherwise, how would it be a raya that Hezekiah Shmei Hezek? If anything, it would be telling us Hezekiah is La Shmei Hezek. Why? Because if you don't say that Vechem Begina is a Makom Shana Beligdor, if you don't say that right now, what the Gemara is saying, Vechem Begina, I could say that it's based on a Ratsu. Just like the Chatzar is based on a Ratsu, and that's why you build a Kosel, so to Begina is also built on a Ratsu. So therefore, once you tell me the Maskan and Daf Dalet, that takes away that problem, because we're assuming that Vechem Begina, also in Begina, we're also building to take, we're also taking care of Hezekiah, because it's a Makom Shenagu Sheligdor Dami. Fine. And I think the Rashba's answer, or the Maram's answer, was that because if you don't change up the words in the Gemara, and the Mishnah, the Pasha words are implying, right, we said it's an Agina, which is a Makom, we said Agina, and a Makom Shenagu Ligdor, that's in your Mechayv Noso. If you don't change the Lashon there, that implies that the only time you need a Gina is in a Makom Shenagu Ligdor. But in a Makom Shenagu Shelo Ligdor, sorry, not in a Makom Shenagu Ligdor, but in a Stam, you would think maybe you're not Mechayv to do it. So we need that answer also to explain. We need the Maskan Daf Dalet to answer that question also. Right? So we have another Tashma. Right? Sorry. The Gemara answers, but Gina shiny. The Gina is different. The reason why it's not Akasha is because according to Rabbeinu Gershom, it's mamish a different Indian. It's dealing with Ayin Hara, and this is Hezekiah, so you can't bring that as Akasha. But Gina shiny kedamar of Abba, damar of Abba, amar of Huna, amar of also Adam Lamur Besad de Chavero, Beshashi Omedet Pekomosea. Right? That this is an issue of Ayin Hara, right? And it's us of a person to look at somebody's field at the time that the standing stalk is there, right? And this Tosos is saying, Gina Shiny, Kedrabi Abba, right? If you look at that Tosos, Bim Tomar, Umai Hai Taima, according to this reason, Tosos brings up, according to the reason that you're Mechayev to do a Gina because of Ayin Hara, you should also be Mechayev to put up a Geder in a Bika as well, right? Bika is also Shaykh to Hezekri, to Ayin Hara. So according to this reason that Gina is about Ayin Hara, we can say the same thing by Bika as well. And we ended up answering that there's a difference. The difference between a Gina and a Bika. In a Gina, the standing grain, the season of where it's providing produce is 365 days a year, right? You have constantly, things growing, people are walking by, but in a Bika, it's only at one interval during the year, it's one season, one month. So we're saying that for that, that's different. We're not going to mechayiv you to put up a fence because of that. So we said maybe you could think at first glance what this is saying is that maybe a Gina is more shayach to Hezekiah. Since 365 days a year, you have more the ability to cause more damage in a Gina than a Bika. But I think Rebbe said, it's not necessarily that. I think Rebbe quoted Rabbeinu Yonah as giving us like a little bit of a Musar Shmuz. That what we're saying is that in a Gina, for 365 days a year, we can't assume that people are disciplined enough to not look at a Gina. 365 days a year, it's growing. We know people are going to look. You can't assume that people are not going to look. Therefore, we're mechayev to ligdor. But in a Bika, we trust people. People have the discipline to wait a month and not look at the Bika, and therefore, we're not concerned about Ayin Hara. Because at the end of the day, like if it was about the original pshat that you might have thought, just because it's only available 1 month a year doesn't mean you can't call a substantial amount of hezek. 1 month of a Bika growing produce and all that could be the same amount of damage that could be caused in a whole year of a Gina. So we end up saying it's about discipline in a Bika, which is only 1 month out of the year. We trust people to be disciplined enough to not look. So I think we'll do one more Tashma, right? Or see the time. Fine. Right. So this is Rashi, actually, big Rashi, right? Nafal Shiny. Rashi says that. Right, Nafal Shiny. Rashi says Shekvar Nisrat Kvar Nisrat Harishon and Bekosa. That the reason why, no, we're not up to that, so why didn't no one tell me? Fine. Right, but I want to say, before, right, we answered the question of, all right, we had a question, after we said that Ayin Hara is different, the Gemara had a question, V'avachin Ketani, but the Mishnah says V'chein. According to Rashi, what's that saying? V'avachin Ketani, it's a mashma, Trevayu, Chad Taimahu, Gina V'chatzer. Right, according to Rashi, right, we have a question. If you're telling me v'chein begina, that implies that it's the same reason. So the Gemara gives the answer of agvil v'gazus. That what it meant was that the gina is also, when you're building a wall, is made with gvil and gazus, like a chatzar is as well. But we had a kash on that. I think Rebbe made this ha'ara, that according to Rashi, that it's saying chad taimahu, how did the answer of gvil v'gazus answer that question? Chad taima implies that the reason why you're building a geder and a chatzar is the same reason why you're building one in a gina. But at the end of the day, just because you're building materials, we know that doesn't really answer the question why. Because what's the reason why you're building a chatzar, building a gina, building a geder and a chatzar? It's a function of the ratzu. Both partners agree to divide. They agree to build a wall. So the reason why you're building a kosel is because of ratzu. And in the gina, right, it's based on minhag medina. So at the end of the day, it's different time. We didn't answer that question. Chad taimahu, saying that they're both built with gevil gevazes, doesn't answer the reason why we're making a geder in both a chatzar and in a gina. So we answer that, again, we're bringing this chivu chachamim shot, that at the end of the day, that even though you're building a kosel and a chatzar because of the ratzu is doing, it's triggering that chivu chachamim. So at the end of the day, the reason why you're building with gvil gugazis and a chatzar and a gina is the chataima. It's both because of the chivu chachamim. In the chatzar, you need the ratzu to trigger the chivu chachamim. And a gina, we're saying, is strictly based on minhag medina. But at the end of the day, you're building with gvil gugazis for the same reason of the fact that the chachamim are mechayev you to do so. So now I think we'll go to the next part of the Gemara, which I was reading before. So we'll say that Tashma Kosa Chatzah Shenafa Mechayvenos Salidnos Ad Arba Amos. Right, a Kosa Chatzah that falls down, or Mechayv you to build it up until 4 Amos. Right, and the Gemara is saying even seeming without a Ratzu, the fact that the wall falls down and we're Mechayv you, that would imply Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, and we said that. Right, Rashi says that what's the this is what I was reading before. Rashi says that. The Gemara answer is Nafal Shani. Nafal is different. You can't bring a riot from Nafal. The fact there was already a wall up before, that's why you have to rebuild. Not because Hetzer Gish Mehezek, but because of the fact that the wall was there originally, fell down, you have to rebuild it. Now Rashi says, Nafal Shani, Shekvar Nitar Tzu Arishonim Bekosa. So there's a lot of hawk about this word, Rishonim. We're not going to discuss it right now. But we say that that the reason why you're rebuilding the Kosel is because of the fact that when partners originally agreed to that first wall, that extends to right now as well. They agreed to divide, they agreed to build a wall. Wall falls down, that agreement extends when they have to rebuild. And we said that Tosas learns very differently than that. Tosas says it's not about the fact that they agreed originally and then it extends, and we're going to explain what the difference is. Tosas says it's about the fact that since there was a wall there originally, people of that locale got used to the fact that there's a wall up there, and they didn't discipline themselves to not look at each other, and they're not so wary of this idea that you shouldn't look at each other's property. That's how Tosas says it. So the question is, why didn't Tosas learn like Rashi? So we said there's a couple difficulties with Rashi. I think the Tosas Rush asks this question on Rashi, that if you're telling me that the reason why we're rebuilding this wall is a function of the Ratzu, then how could the Gemara tell me that you would only have to rebuild this wall up to 4 amos? If they originally agreed to a wall of 7 amos, then since we're saying, according to Rashi, that the Ratzu extends to the rebuilding of this wall, shouldn't you have to rebuild it to the amount that they originally agreed to? The Ratzu is extending till now. Why do you only have to rebuild it to 4 amos? You should have to rebuild it to 7 amos. So maybe that's one reason why Tosfos didn't want to learn like Rashi. But we answered that question for Rashi, that I think Rabbeinu Yonah says that the reason, we're not saying that the Ratzu is going on, the fact that they build a Kosel is just extending to forever, they want a wall. It's more than that. The Ratzu extending means is that they both agreed to be Makpid for Hezek Re'iyah. Therefore, when the wall falls down, right, and you have to rebuild, you only have to rebuild up until 4 amos, because all we care about is Hezek Re'iyah, and 4 amos takes care of Hezek Re'iyah. That's how we answered that question for Rashi, but that could be one reason why Tosfos didn't learn like Rashi. A second reason, we said, why Tosfos doesn't learn like Rashi is because I think we brought in the Poras Yosef. He said that, and it's in the back here in the Yalkama Farshim, we said that because according to Rashi, Rashi's answer of Nafal Shiny is inconsistent with the rest of the answers that we gave. We said Hezek the Baya Shiny, Hezek the Rabim Shiny. In those answers, the Chuyim of the Gemara are being molded to the fact, they're acknowledging the fact that Hezek Yishme Hezek, just not in our case. You're saying that Hezek Yishme Hezek in a case of Rabim, in a case of Bayas, but our case of Chatzar, Hezek is not considered to be Hezek. So therefore, the answer of Rashi would be that's not consistent. Because if you're telling me Nafal Shiny, the reason why you're chayiv to build a kosel in this case is a function of the Ratzu, that they agreed to build one in the beginning, they agreed to be Machman and Hezek Re'iyah. Like the other answers were that in a bias, we know why we need a kosel, or in the to protect you from the Rav, we need a kosel, because Hezek Re'iyah Shmehezek is Shmehezek over there, but here it's not. This answer of Nafal Shiny, according to Rashi, you're not rebuilding the Kosel because you're acknowledging the fact that there's Hezek Re'iyah, you're acknowledging the fact, you're saying it's because it's a function of the Ratzu. So that's a second reason why Tosfos didn't want to necessarily learn like Rashi. And the third reason, I think, we brought in the Marsha. The Marsha also says that we don't want to. All right. First of all, how does Rashi get this assumption that they're agreeing to rebuild the wall based on the Ratzu? How do we know for a fact? Maybe it's a case of Konis Asok Shilo. A person decides to bring the wall into his own Chatzar, and therefore it's not a case of Ratzu. Where is he getting that assumption from? And just something interesting to notice about that point of the Marsha, I think what we said, what comes out of that, is that if you're telling me that the reason that this would be a case of one person is building a Konis Asok Shilo, and you're telling me that when it falls down, you have to rebuild, what you're saying, in essence, is that when the wall was up, even though that the other person didn't contribute to the wall at all, the fact that you're getting benefit from that wall is going to be enough to mechayiv you again to rebuild that wall, even though you didn't build it for the first time. So that's just, again, interesting pshat that we brought out of the Marasha. But those are the three reasons why Tosfos did not want to learn like Rashi. So I think I did miss a couple points here and there. I could go back, or I could also call it there, if you want to call it there. But should I go back? Should I touch on that I think I know what's missing now, or should I call it now? We're good? What? I think it's already 12:35, so I think that's so fun. Okay, but we'll stop there.